Cozy traditions feel good, and that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.
Football on off the ball.
Oh, but I think they have to. I mean, what's the alternative? That they say it's like, no, you have to play him. Well, Schloss's response to that would be, well, okay, if you're picking the team, in what sense am I actually the coach, you know?
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Susanna Mullen and Rachel Sheehan were at the Olympic Sport Awards last Saturday, and they caught up with some of the athletes, coaches and mentors involved. And here is the very best of what they had to say on the night.
Okay, Kate, congratulations. What an incredible achievement. How are you feeling right now?
Oh, ecstatic. I actually genuinely wasn't expecting to get any awards this evening. So, yeah, I'm absolutely delighted to have this award. I'm really surprised by the weight of it. It's like a proper weight session going on here. But
just getting you ready for training tomorrow.
Exactly, actually, yeah. But no, I'm delighted.
Were you surprised? I mean, to beat Rory McIlroy in that moment, I think, is absolutely incredible. How does that feel?
Yeah, that is insane. Just to even, like, I've said this so many times, I've been put in the same sentence as some of these athletes. It's just something that, like, I could never really have dreamed about. And yet to kind of even move out of the athletics athletes and into other sports and be named amongst some of the top sports people in the world is, yeah, pretty mad.
No, incredible and well-deserved. Do you have a favourite memory from that sporting moment?
Gosh.
I mean, bar winning, obviously.
Yeah, probably the javelin, actually. Like, I had just hurt my knee after the long jump, and I genuinely hadn't a clue what was going to happen in the jav. And that was the moment where, like, my team really came together, and they were able to will me on into kind of having the confidence to go out and do something special. And I was so close to a medal, but you have a medal till you have a medal. And I went out and I ended up throwing a PB in the javelin, which set me up then for the 8. And I was able to enjoy the 2 laps as much as I could when running an 800.
Whilst injured.
Exactly. But probably the job.
I think that's what made the moment so special, is that everyone watching knew that you were carrying an injury almost after
that. I actually said, one of the first things I said to my coaches after was, like, in hindsight, the knee injury was great because it adds a little bit more to the story. Like, whenever you just, like, do a competition and it goes great from start to finish, okay, you can enjoy the competition. But when you look back and, like, you see what you've overcome, like, something like that happened to me after the long jump, it just, I don't know, it makes the medal even more sweet. And the fact that, yeah, we were just able to overcome something that was so huge is very special to look back on.
That clearly resonated with the public, because so much of this was a public vote. Do you have anything to say to all the people who voted for you?
Yeah, I just want to say a huge thank you to everyone who voted. When I shared it on my Instagram, I got so many messages from people saying that they voted. So, I just want to say a huge thank you. It means so much to win this award. And hopefully I can win a few more medals in the future.
Amazing. Congratulations and have a lovely evening.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Congratulations. Obviously, Rory can't be here tonight, but you spoke a little bit about it there. How much would this award mean to him?
Oh, it is enormous. It is. The Olympics have become just really big for him, and really, really, I think he would do anything for a medal. And I think next time round, God willing, he's playing well enough, I think he will try his damnedest. I think he really, really will.
I think that would make the nation collapse, as they did throughout this year, multiple times watching him.
Yeah.
The award, part of the component was inspiring a nation. How much have you watched him do that in this past year?
I think it moved from being something, in a sporting sense, something to, it became really emotional this year. Augusta was, you know, just, it was the icing on the cake. But it was more than that. It was just something, not for, I wanted him to win it. And for him to do that was just, I believed he could do it. And he believed he could do it. And he just needed to convince himself. And he did it this year.
What did it feel like as an uncle and as a godfather? Because for me, who doesn't know him at all, I was crying. So I can't imagine the emotions running through your head.
We were all overcome. We really were overcome. And I think it was for him. And I think it was, you know, we knew he had the talent. He had completed almost everything else in life he wanted to do on a golf course. And to actually get that done was just insane. And we are all so proud of him because of his resilience.
What do you think is next for him in the coming year or years?
Olympics, definitely. And, you know, I do think there's... his words, not mine. I think the pressure's off him. And I think if he has the desire, and he's been at this a long time now, if he has a desire, I think he can literally motor on and bring a few more majors home.
We would all love to see it. Congratulations, and congratulations to Rory, and I hope you enjoy your evening.
Well, listen, thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, I was talking to you before, Eve. Massive congratulations. You were saying you were waiting to win an award. How does it feel to finally have one?
Oh, it's really special to be representing sailing here at the awards. It's massive, and for us to win an award, it's great, and it's really nice to see kind of all the hard work pay off, and yeah, really looking forward to next season and hopefully take it through.
Yeah, how big is this for sailing in general, to be represented not only on the stage, but then to win an award with, like... components in boxing, swimming, really popular sports. How big is it?
Yeah, the competition tonight was huge.
Competition, and that was the word.
Yeah. It was massive, and the boys are such incredible athletes, and to be up against them and to be able to win tonight, it's really special for sailing, and it's such a unique sport. It's such an amazing sport, and for it to get this coverage is huge.
What was the first thought that went through your head when you heard your name?
All I knew is that Patsy has lost his bet, so I know that he now has to come sailing with me, which he'll be fuming about, and I don't have to do a boxing match, which is great. But no, it's great, and for even my sponsors to be here, the Matter Private Network are here, so it's great to have them, and for them to kind of see, you know, the backing that they give us really works.
I know I asked you this earlier, but what's next for you 2026? What's the biggest goals?
Yeah, we have our big world championships here in Dunleary, which is going to be really special. That's in September. So that's obviously the big one, and I'm defending a medal there. So no pressure. We're looking forward to it.
No pressure. Okay, amazing. Congratulations, and have a great evening.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Cycling Ireland, you've just won High Performance Programme of the Year. How delighted are you?
Yeah, that's unbelievable, really. I think we've come a long way, and just to get that acknowledgement is huge.
We were talking to Lara earlier about how incredible it is to have so many cycling in so many different categories at the awards. I suppose similar, it's just a signal of how far you've come, but how much does that mean to be represented across so many awards tonight?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we've had a lot of success in different disciplines this year, so I guess it reflects the depth of the support we're putting around athletes, and I think we've high ambition to maybe replicate that in the coming years, and hopefully this year is just like a nice base we can build on.
Yeah, I mean, what's next for cycling? 2025 was so massive. What are your biggest aims for next year?
Obviously, LA 28 coming is a huge thing. The Velodrome will be not too long away. That's going to be absolutely game-changing for us. So really, it's just a matter of developing our pathway athletes and trying to get them up to that level where they can be competitive at Europeans, at Worlds. And ultimately, an Olympic medal is something down the line that we really achieve.
Yeah, absolutely. You can see it happening. In terms of grassroots then, the Velodrome is going to help that so much in terms of having a place to train for kids coming up in the future. But things like this, winning awards like this, do you think that puts cycling in people's consciousness a bit more?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it creates awareness of the job we're doing to some degree. I think that people need a little bit of inspiration, and they need to have a little bit of belief in us as a federation, and we've worked hard on that credibility over the last number of years, and I feel the community is understanding what we're doing is to try and drive on the careers of our future young potentials. So yeah, hopefully stuff like this puts us in a little bit of a good light, gives us a little bit of profile, and it's a good news story for the whole cycling community.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, congratulations, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Cozy traditions feel good, especially this time of year, and that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days with liquid lash extension mascara to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Whether you want a simple, just gotta get out the door routine or fall glam that wows at all your favorite festivities, you'll always look and feel radiant with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.
Okay, congratulations. Second award of the night. How do you feel?
I was genuinely not expecting that at all. I was,
again?
Yeah, I was buzzing with the first one. To obviously pick up two is insane. Tonight's been, yeah, a lovely evening.
Yeah. What ran through your mind? I think I asked you that the first time as well, but to be winning a second one, what was going through the brain?
Yeah, mad. Again, like, I'm up against some amazing athletes. So to come out and win against them is genuinely crazy. But I had an amazing year, and it's just lovely that it's being recognized.
Yeah, no, it's fully deserved. The fact that this was partly a public vote,
yeah,
and you've gotten two of them, how does that feel for you in the sense that athletics firstly, but then the heptathlon particularly, is spreading and people are recognizing it, and, you know, young people might want to grow up and be like Kate O'Connor?
Yeah, no, I think it's class. Like, I'm always going to be an advocate for multi-events. I think that it's a great event. I obviously love it. I've done it since I was a kid. But I think it's great for children to start into it because you can develop so many different skills, which in later on life, if you decide to just do a single event or another sport, it'll really pay off. So yeah, I love hearing that there's loads of kids starting up and that I suppose I'm kind of paving the way for other athletes to hopefully do it in the future. So.
Yeah, 100%. Athletics in general feels to be on a massive rise, yeah, especially in the women these past couple of years. What's in the water, I suppose?
I don't know. I think that, like, maybe whenever one person starts doing well, you kind of start to realise, oh, I can do it too. And whenever I won that medal at European Indoors, that was kind of the moment for me where I was like, do you know what, like, stop all this coming halfway down the pack. Let's start winning more medals and believe that you can do it. And I really genuinely hope that the rest of the girls that are on the team currently in senior ranks push on and also get up on the medals, because as Irish people, we have so much talent in our genes. And I genuinely think we could put a proper stamp on the world stage. So, yeah.
Amazing. Well, I hope you get to enjoy it a little bit before your session tomorrow.
I do. Gosh, maybe my dad will give me a day off. Don't know. We'll
Fingers
see.
Crossed. Yeah. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Reese, I mean, not quite an Olympic gold medal, but how are you feeling right now?
Yeah, it's good. It's cool to get recognised outside of sport. And it's nice to, I guess, get, I don't know,
I'm speechless.
Yeah, no, it is. It's cool because, of course, most of my awards I get are linked to my gymnastics achievements. But this one, it's nice that you're getting recognition for, like, the little side quests that you do in your journey.
Yeah, absolutely. What was the first thought that popped into your head when you heard your name?
I mean, it's just great to be a part of an amazing evening with, recognition not just for people's achievements in sport, which, you know, they very much deserve, but also just the people that are the backbone of the community that also just add that little bit extra into the sporting world.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose now that you're getting back into training, it would be easy to ease off in the vlogging, but has this inspired you to keep kicking on?
Sure. It's cool, even because, you know, there's the public vote aspect. You know, people obviously enjoy what I'm doing, so I'll keep it up for sure.
Do you have anything to say to all the people who voted for you?
Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the future vlogs, videos, or whatever you're following on social media.
Amazing. Best of luck, and go enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Okay, just very quickly, ladies, tell me how you're feeling.
Unbelievable. Like, it's not just for us, but I think it's for every club that creates these Olympic athletes and everybody else. It's like, that's the Olympic spirit. And honestly, we're small and we are mighty, but I think there's hundreds out there, and just for you to recognise that is really
huge.
Significant.
Absolutely, yeah. Huge. Yeah, yeah. Rio is so
amazing.
Chuffed.
I'm high now. Sorry.
What was the first thought that went through your mind when you heard your name called out, or the club's name?
I just thought, God, I'm going to be standing at the National Cross Country tomorrow in Abbottstown in mud. And now we're here.
We've gone from this to this.
Yeah. It's just unbelievable. You know, it really is. But we're going to love every minute. We're loving tonight. We'll love tomorrow.
And absolutely well deserved. Are there any plans on the horizon, or are you just happy with the massive impact you've had so far?
We've huge plans. But, yeah, like, I mean, we now have a space where we can start to make those plans come true. And that's a big, major start for us. So, yeah, just watch this space.
Amazing. Congratulations, yeah, and have a fantastic night.
Well, guys, Flog is team of the year. How are you feeling?
Feeling pretty good, yeah. Yeah, I think, I don't know if we were expecting it or not, but we got it anyway, so we're pretty happy.
Expect.
I'm speechless, guys.
Yeah, I don't know. Savage, to be fair, we thought the horse, we thought the equestrian team was going to get us, to be honest. We thought horse riding in Ireland is just going to take it off us, but I think we were...
I don't know what's going on.
Are you a true team?
Yeah.
There is only two of us, so I feel like it's a real close-knit team. You know, we don't have many other people to rely on.
Our teamwork could have been better.
Yeah.
He kept trying to freeze me out of the room every day.
Two individuals.
Aircon set to 16, and he was wrapped up in bed in a duvet. And all I wanted was no more aircon. And he said, "What'd you say?"
Well, for context, it was about 36 or 7 degrees in China, 70% humidity. So I had the aircon set to 16 degrees because that's what we're used to at home. But he didn't like it at all.
And like, my feet were cold.
It was hot when we got racing, so coming back into the room every day was a blessing for that aircon alone.
I think as a team it worked well. There was no... Yeah, it was easy. We were friends before we were together, so it was good.
I'm glad the aircon didn't split you apart, because you might not be here today.
We were friends before, and we were friends after. During... I don't know if we were friends or not.
See, I don't like getting into the bed during the day, and he loves getting into the bed. So I would sit on top of the bed freezing, and he'd be under his duvet loving life.
Yeah.
What do you think is the secret to your success as a team?
The secret and the success in the future will be going to a country that's not 39 degrees.
Yeah. I think we probably have some more teamwork to work on as well, as you might be able to tell. So hopefully we'll be winning loads more team awards when we actually...
More success and a few workshops and we'll be good.
Dominic, you've just been awarded the Coach of the Year. People often ask the question, what's in the water in Cork? But the one thing they have in common is it's you.
It's not me really, I think it's the athletes. You know, I was very lucky, like as I said, there's a lot of very talented athletes coming through the system, and I've been privileged to humble to be part of their success. Yeah.
Were you surprised to hear your name called out there?
I suppose I was, to be honest. I'm not a man for awards. Anyway, I'll accept it graciously. Yeah.
Yeah. What was the first thought that popped into your head when you heard your name?
I don't get too excited about these things, but anyway, not much. Yeah.
No, that's fair enough. What's next then? Obviously, so many incredible athletes from Rowing Ireland here tonight, picking up so many awards. We hope. What's next for 2026?
Well, we'll build on 2025. We had a very good season. 2025. We had very good World Championships. And some very good stars coming through. So we'll build on that for next year and hopefully do better.
Hopefully more awards.
Upwards and onwards.
Is the suit from Skibbereen?
Sorry?
Is the suit from Skibbereen?
Not sure of that.
Thank you so much. Thanks. And I hope you have a great evening.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.